from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
9:04 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. Joining us right now is the ace baseball Hall of Famer, Oriole broadcaster Jim Palmer. What's going on, Jim?
Oh, how are you guys?
Doing well. Nats are in town for the past 2 games. Orioles lost the first one, came back last night and get the 4-1 win. Now, we can talk about the pitching last night of Dean Kramer, and I do want to talk about that. But you've seen a lot of young players throughout your career, both as a player and as a broadcaster. How much do you think mentally getting that first base hit out of the way helped someone like Kobe Mayo?
Well, you know, he was 0-15, 10 strikeouts. I think we kind of conditioned ourselves for that after the struggle that Jackson Holliday had. You know, number one prospect in baseball coming, you know, out of spring training. And what, he went 2-for-34 with 18 strikeouts. So you find out it's a different game up here. Now, you also find out that not only is it physical, it's mental. And, you know, and I talked to Kobe, and, you know, I said, do you track pitches? You probably never had to do it in the minor leagues. And I was talking to Dave Martinez, who, you know, had a long career as, and now is the manager of the Nats. And he said, I remember when I was playing for Atlanta, you know, I was in my 16th year, and every time, you know, Glavin or Maddox or those guys would go down, I'd go down and track pitches. But this was a veteran guy. Terry Crowley's getting in the Hall of Fame. I never threw a side or a game where Terry Crowley, when he was with the Orioles, didn't stand at home plate for Merv Rettman. So they helped me. I helped them by seeing live pitching. And, you know, now they have, you know, I have all the, you know, we got a new machine. I don't even know what it costs. It's a lot of money where, if I was pitching against the Orioles tonight, they would have my picture up there with my release point, the ball coming out of that, same spin rate supposedly and whatever. It's just not the same. So you're always trying to simulate what the game's going to be like. And so I talked to Kobe, and the other thing I said, listen, you got to relax. He's been working hard on his defense. I mean, they weren't Urias Gold Glove plays last night at third, but he made them. You know, Kramer, as you mentioned, he reinvented himself last night. He, you know, he threw about 33% change-ups. He was almost like Grayson Rodriguez, but without 98-mile-per-hour fastball. You know, a lot of curveballs. He hadn't thrown a whole lot of those. If you looked at a scouting report, if you were the Nats, who had a great offensive night the first night, as you mentioned, I mean, well, they had 9 runs and 14 hits, you'd go, this is not what we were told he was going to throw. So he kind of changed. You know, he gave up a double on a high. You know, he gets hit hard on his four-seam fastball, so he stayed away from it. Threw a bunch of sinkers, threw a bunch of changeups, you know, 33% of them, and then dropped in some curveballs, and all of a sudden you get the perfect storm. You know, you get early runs. How about Austin Slater's bunt? And then first pitch, 2-run home run by Henderson for number 30, and you're off to the races.
Jim, we've seen, you know, this pitching staff get, you know, whacked by the injury bug. I got to ask, though, just in preparation, I looked at...
You're being kind, Ed.
Oh, I mean, but my question is, when you, in your day, you threw over 200 complete games, which are something you'll never see again. Tom Seaver, Juan Marichal, you know, Bob Gibson, all the great pitchers of that day, and obviously you're in there. Did you guys have Tommy John? I mean, it would be called Tommy John. It would be UCL surgery. Was this even prevalent when you were pitching?
No, we didn't have MRIs.
Ah.
You know, how did you know you tore it?
Right.
You had a bad elbow. I mean, if I went back to my first... Well, I mean, I had to kind of be in the big leagues when I was 19 because you didn't have a 40-man roster. You had 25. You could send one guy out. That was a guy, a young pitcher, Steve Carrier. Who actually I pitched against Babe Ruth League. And so they sent him out and they kept me in the big leagues. Now, the next year, I thought I was going AAA. You know, I needed to go get some innings. I had had like 129 and then another 50-something in instructional league when I was 18. So I got to pitch, you know, almost 180, almost 190 innings. I walked 190 guys, so I was pretty wild. And then the next year, I think I was in 39 games for the Orioles. I thought I'd go to AAA. Guys hurt their elbow. Steve Barber had a bad elbow. John Miller, Baltimore kid, had a bad elbow. Steve was the first 20-game winner. So all of a sudden, I got a chance to pitch. Now, if nowadays, they would have sent Steve Barber, John Miller to see the orthopedic guy. They would have done an MRI, and they would say he's got a strain of the UCL, which is the Tommy John ligament.
Yeah.
You know, back then, you just had a sore elbow.
Right.
That's the way it was. And, you know, so now, I mean, if you had gone – you know, Mike Cuellar, you know, we traded for him the winter of 68, and, you know, he won a Cy Young in, 70? Should have won another one. He won, like, 147 games in 7 years. Or McNally won 20 games four times, or, you know, the 71, four of us did. If you had taken an MRI of our shoulders or our elbow in September on the way to 290 or 315 innings, we probably would have seen some, you know, it's a different era. So, you know, I think, back then, I mean, we were valuable. We weren't making the kind of salaries. So I think, you know, I mean, they take an MRI of Grayson Rodriguez's lat. He hurt it a couple of years ago. It shows some inflammation. Hopefully it won't be serious. But they're going to back him off because, you know, I mean, he's going to be one of the mainstays of this ball club. So just a whole different era. You know, we used to have a sore elbow. You'd go over to George Resta, the team doctor with the Redskins, and he said there's about 30 different places that inject an elbow. You get an injection and you try not to miss a start because you got paid for the innings and you got paid for the complete games and you got paid for the wins. So it's just a different era. It doesn't mean these guys aren't good, because they are.
And so you said you didn't get paid for the complete games, you got paid for the wins. Is that what you said?
Yeah, and your ERA. And it's funny, when they go to spring training, Dave Wallace and Dom Chidi were pretty good pitching guys. And they would say, hey, boy, you know, if we can get, 18 to 21 outs from our starters this year, we're really going to be happy. If you, Earl Weaver, he passed away, but it was his birthday yesterday. If you told Earl Weaver, as a pitcher, young pitcher, hey, I'm going to try to get 18 outs for you, Earl, he would have gone, you mean in Rochester, AAA? Again, it was just, listen, that sounds like a bad math in these guys. This is the way the system works. This DJ Hurts, who pitched last night, other than the bunt and the home run, pitched great. He really has a nice arm. Looks like he has a nice future at 23. But if you look at his numbers, and this is what the team and the analytical guys look at, I think 195 the first time through the order, 242 the second time, and then 545, 10 for 18 with three home runs. Now, so if you're Dave Martinez, and even though they're not a contending team, it looks like they got a lot of nice young players. Mike Rizzo has really made some nice trades, to try to revamp the Nats. But if you're looking, if you're Dave Martinez and you're looking at him the third time and you're trying to win games or they're in the pennant race next year and he doesn't improve that third time, you're going to the bullpen, because the numbers tell you that, the guy out there, batting average is not 545. It might be, 190 or 210 or whatever. Now, what happens is you do that in April and you do it in May and you do it in June and July and August, and then your bullpen is totally blitzed when you get to the playoffs. Guys are dropping out because they have Tommy John or they have elbow problems. So, if you look at Jacob Webb for us, he's had a great year, but he's on the IL now because he has some elbow inflammation. Hopefully it won't be bad. It's just a whole different game. And, you know, and then again, I mean, I tell this story. Roy Fireson says, you're going to talk about Robin Roberts again. Well, I roomed with Robin Roberts when he was 38 and I was 19. And he told me, number one, the best pitch in baseball is fastball, and you got a great one, so I hope you're smart enough to know that. You got a fastball you can throw for a strike. You got a fastball you can throw for a ball. The same with your breaking ball. And then you show him a third pitch, a changeup every once in a while. So, and then this guy, you know, won, he had 270 wins when he's telling me this. So I'm paying attention, right? So it was just and so if this is the guy that's mentoring you, teaching you how to pitch a 12-hit shutout, you know, Robin can do that. You get the first guy out, you know what to do. You stay away from left-handers hitting the ball into the hole, getting the first and third. I mean, there's just so many little nuances of pitching that back in my era, if you wanted to pitch complete games, if you wanted to make – I mean, Robin made $34,000. And I always said – and Mel Pappas was a terrific pitcher for us. He made $32,000. I said, boy, if I ever make $32,000, boy, I'm going to have it made. And, of course, you know, the game has changed. You know, now guys
– now they get that per game.
Well, no. No, they get it for an out. I mean, think about it. I mean, Garrett Cole, you know, won the Cy Young, had a terrific year. He's not a guy that just gets you 18, 21 outs. He's capable of pitching a little bit long. He makes $1,009,000 a start.
Oh, well. Hey Jim, yeah. I'm gonna be so bold.
And you're probably wondering why you're doing radio. I understand. Yeah.
I'm gonna be so bold. We got to take a break. Can we hold you through the break? Because we got some more questions we want to ask you.
Of course.
There you go. Thank you.
I'm doing my notes for the mighty Red Sox. That are coming in.
Yeah, that's what we want to ask you about. Thanks a lot, Jim Palmer. Jim Palmer's gonna hold through the break. I didn't think he'd say yes, to be honest with you. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Back with Jim Palmer up next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
9:18 in the a.m. Jumping back in, Hall of Fame pitcher, Oriole broadcaster Jim Palmer. Jim, Boston Red Sox come to town, a team that you can't quite figure out. We heard that their pitching was going to be a lot better and carried them this year. They've given up more runs than the Orioles. They can't keep up with scoring runs either in terms of the teams like the Orioles and the Yankees. Boston 7.5 games back. They've got to be licking their chops hoping to get back into this playoff picture because they can with this four-game series with the Orioles.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, it's funny when you look at start looking at the numbers. First of all, the Orioles actually are a wild card team now because the Yankees have won one more game. They both have the same amount of them. So the Yankees only have like a three-game lead, you know, in the wild card when you start looking at that, and that kind of gets scary. So maybe they ought to win the American League East. But, you know, the thing about the Red Sox, they've only played – you play 52 games against the division. It used to be 19 times 4. Now it's, what, 13 times 4. You know, the Orioles have played 39 games against the American League East. The Red Sox, and they're 26 and 13. Red Sox are 14 and 13. The Yankees are like 22 and 23. So they played most of their games that they're going to play. So the Red Sox, this is an opportunity. You know, you talked about offense. Since June, you know, I've been reading their notes. They've scored more runs per game since June. Now, of course, the season also is April and May. They've scored more runs than any team in the American League. They're probably healthier than the Orioles. The Orioles are like a mash unit. I mean, they got so many. I mean, when I go down to the Merritt in Canton, and I'll be down there in about a half an hour, people go, "What do you think?" And I go, "I really don't know. You have so many injuries. You know, will Westberg come back? If he does, I mean, broken hand, then you're going to have a cast on, and then you've got to strengthen the hand. So what, he comes back the last 2 weeks? Danny Coulomb, people forget how good he was. 0 for 16 with runners in scoring position, a whip of 0.67, which means hits and walks per inning. So now all of a sudden you got guys, you know, I mean, and I will say this about Michael Askew. You know, he's never really made much of a splash. This year he did everything he possibly can to make this team a team that could win the division. Now, you know, Rodgers obviously has to pitch better. His stuff really underwhelming so far. You know, the non-existent slider, so he's going to have to sharpen that up. But they have all these machines now, Rob. You know this. They got, you know, the Rapsodo cameras and the TrackMan. So, you know, they'll tell him about his axis and what his grip needs to do, and maybe he'll get a better slider. You know, hitters have kind of told me what my slider was, if it was good or not. Or Terry Crowley, who was standing up there, you know. I mean, I walked out of the bullpen. That was the great thing about having Merv Rettenman or some of the young guys that, you know, didn't want to track pitches. I'd walk out of the bullpen and Crow would say, "Cakes, you better think of something tonight." You know, that's right. And I knew I didn't probably have my best stuff. Or, hey, you have no hitter stuff or whatever. So, you know, the game is different. You know, the Red Sox, hey, they lost. I mean, how about last night? They blew, I got it on my scorecard here. What did they do? They blew 2-1, 4-2, 7-4 leads to the Rangers and lost 9-7. Couldn't happen to a better team. The way I look at it. You know, but to your point, they're trying to come here. Listen, offensively, they've got a good ball club. You know, one of their young hitters, the guy that probably would have been second to Devers in home runs, Tristan Casas, hadn't played all year. He's got some kind of, not an oblique, but a stomach, you know, where he tore the stomach muscle. So he's been rehabbing. I don't think he's going to be back. You know, they got a nice team. Duran, you know, wins the All-Star game for the American League with a 3-run home run. You know, he's one of the leading the league in triples and on base percentage and turned himself into a good outfielder. So they're a good ball club, you know. And then Alex Cora, his brother, you know, signs a 3-year extension. So I got to think that this is their opportunity. I mean, you know, if they have to win at least 3 out of 4 against the Orioles, and you know, the Orioles would love to. I mean, to me, you tread water when you got a lead like they do. Hey, win at least 2 out of 4. Take your chances. They're 5-1 when we talk about the Orioles against the Red Sox. But we've also held them to about 3 runs a game and scored 7. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen. Maybe it won't. And hopefully that'll be the case.
Just before I get to my question about this game.
Oh,
no, I heard a great Earl Weaver story from Ross Grimsley. All you guys were getting yelled at by Earl. All the pitching staff was getting yelled at, and he pointed to Ross and said, "And he's got nothing, and he's getting people out." It's like, wow.
Well, you know,
backhanded compliment that is.
well, but that was Earl, you know. So, and I'll tell you a quick story. Mike Flanagan, one of my favorite guys, won the Cy Young in '79. So, I tell Earl in spring training, it's going to rain, it's going to pour, and I said, "Hey, can we just skip all the, you know, all the crap that we do, you know, the stretching and all that, just do the inter-squad game, because aren't we down here, you know, the hitters that are going to hit 250 are going to take batting practice every day of the year. They're going to hit 250 by the end of the year. So let's get our innings in." So Ed Farmer, you know, who went on to be the radio guy for the White Sox for about 20, 30 years, he and I are warming up, and it starts pouring. So we throw, next day I wake up, my arm's bothering me a little bit. So I missed 2 starts. So the Orioles start out 0-5. They played the Brewers, you know, with Yountin, Molitor, and Cecil Cooper, I mean, Gorman Thomas. And they give up a grand slam in every game. And Mike Flanagan starts, I think, game 2. And I call him. I said, "Flanny, what's going on?" He said, "Well, you're not here." I said, "Well, what do you mean? Because I don't throw grand slams?" He said, "No." He said, "Weaver had his meeting. And he has these little 3x5 cards." Those are the Weaver stats. And the first guy is Sexto Lescano. And I can't tell you exactly the language. He said, "Never throw this guy a high fastball. Get him out with breaking balls." Now, Mike's pitching that day. He looks down at Flanny. He goes, how are you going to get him out? You can't get your breaking ball over. So that's the way he started the pitching meeting. And I said, well, what would I have had to do it? He said, you would have had us walk right out of the room. So the bottom line is, you know, hey, listen, we all won with Early and great teams. You know what? He was very loyal. You know, I was trying to tell stories yesterday. You know, everybody said we had a love-hate relationship. Earl had a, took over in 68. He had one-year deals all the way until 1980. So every day, every time he put the ball in my locker every fourth day, he trusted me. And if you could play and you were struggling, you were still going to be in the lineup. Try to get off, try to get out of a slump when you're on the bench. That didn't happen for Earl. He was if you had played for him, he was going to give you every opportunity to fail, and that's all you can ask from a manager. Was he impossible? Yeah, of course. Umpires hated him, you know. But that was Earl, and you know, we were talking yesterday. We missed the days of Billy Martin and Earl and Ralph Houck and all those guys going out and making fools of themselves. But you know, it was. I mean, he got thrown out for 7 days once, and he said, they showed him a film of, you know, how embarrassing he was. And he goes, why were you laughing in the top staff? I said, well, because I never seen anything that good in Broadway. I mean, it was just priceless. So again, you know, those days are over, but the Orioles days aren't. And let's hope that they have a good series against the Red Sox.
Absolutely, Jim. Thanks for your time, my friend. I will see you later on this evening.
Pardon me?
I said, I'll see you later on this evening.
Oh, you're working.
Yeah, I am. Okay.
Both of us. God, this hasn't happened in about 6 or 7 weeks because I've been gone. You know, my wife's mom passed away. So that's
sorry to hear that. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, she had Alzheimer's for about 20 years and broke her shoulder and a hip. That's not a good thing to happen. So, So I've been away, but it's good to be back. And hopefully, I'll look for you. What are we wearing? What color are we wearing today? We're wearing Nike black.
Black tonight?
Yeah, that's. Well, you can wear anything you want because you're Rob Long.
That's right.
Okay. See you tonight.
Okay. See you later on. Yeah.
And one thing, can I leave you with this, Seth?
Sure.
I texted him the other day. I was going over to Merritt to work out. And, you know, if you get on 105.7, I mean, now it's all about the Ravens and, you know, blah, 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 and all that. And I hope you have a great year, by the way. And then I didn't know you knew so much about football.
Yeah, that's my sport.
Well, yeah. Did you play? I mean,
I played in college.
Like you...
Yeah.
Oh, did you? Okay. No, I'm not. I'm not putting you down. I'm going that. And then, so I texted Rob saying, "How did he know so much about football?" He said, "Well, he just kind of reiterated what I said 2 hours earlier." So I don't know if that's really true. But anyway, you guys take care.
You know what? I'm going to read the text. Jim. Oh my gosh, the number five. That is in bus. I'm going to find a text.
Oh, I believe him.
Ass. I know you do. You know, the thing about it is, if I show you the text and it didn't say that, you'd still believe it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.